some great issues to love and greet the fit of all the others on Christian Day as on Fur Village and up from Harvest off the village and up to our common war of the took to Corsi Kalita you want to make the tree bear to come up. On behalf of the Lord Mayor, who's been apologies for not being here tonight, I'd like to thank you very much for the very warm and generous invitation to be with you, and I'm delighted by the course we come to partially fund this event and the group to enable them to engage in this activity. Personally, I'm delighted to be here because I have a great growth for our love for poetry. As one person in art form, at the moment I'm kind of very much covering the translations of Irish poetry to English. So I was very big into Nuala Ligona, the Castle Sharkey, maybe something like this people immersion. Because I think that poetry is extremely important for all of us, and I think I'm also fascinated by the fact that your group is called O'Vale, because I think, you know, my mother comes from an area of Norfolk called Sleigh Lucra. I don't know if people are familiar with Sleigh Lucra or not, but the oral tradition and the handing down of customs, stories, poetry, songs and dance is extremely important. And I think that, you know, groups like this enable not only new ideas and new poems to be generated, or new ideas and new thought concepts to be developed, but also that they permit the old stories, the old poems to continue, maybe in a newer form. So I think that's another reason to commend the group as well. I think that, you know, as a Corkman, I'm extremely proud. I think that, you know, we've had the best tradition of poets in the country, and as with a few other people, I'm trying to adopt themselves as Cork people, like Tom McCarthy or, you know, people like that. So everybody is welcome here. You know, I mentioned to a couple of people that I was doing a poetry event tonight, and I was surprised that of the four or five that I said it to, three knew exactly where I was coming without having to mention the name. So it seems that there's a kind of a hidden undercurrent there which acknowledges the existence of the group. And it's nice that you kind of are permeating the subculture, and maybe you're being a bit, I don't know, kind of radical yourselves in that respect. And I hope that, you know, I know that this is your 111th evening. I think that, you know, I commend the person that counted the 111, and hopefully that you'll have a special celebration in 222nd. If you're celebrating odd numbers, I'm sure there's a poem in that as well somewhere. So again, as a member of City Council, I think that as a city, Cork is twinned to a number of other cities in across Europe and America, and it's a great privilege that, you know, that members or poets from one of the first cities that we twinned with commentary are here tonight. And in particular, I think it's John Morley, Mike McLean, and Tony Owen. I'm going into dangerous territory, you know, of mentioning names, so if I start forgetting people or exclude or include people that shouldn't be, you might indulge me at the moment. And also just to mention the Cork or the Irish poets, or I'm not sure if you are Irish, but we'll go with that. Kitty Ramshill and Jennifer Matthews. The thing about being from Cork now is that the surname doesn't give you any clue as to the potential identity of the person you're talking to. So Butterbur could be from anywhere. As some of the other names. So I'm not going to go on a whole lot more, that I hope that, you know, I know that we're in a recessionary time, and I suppose sometimes they say that the best poetry and culture and arts are produced during times of recession. Hopefully we won't have to test that for too long, that we won't be in a recession for too long. But, you know, I think that, you know, I think an evening like this, it provides great entertainment. And it also challenges to think about different ideas and different concepts. I think that, you know, there's different types of poetry, and poetry, like other art forms, can be interpreted on different levels. And I think that, you know, it's up to the person to find their own level at which they're comfortable with something. And I hope that, you know, that, you know, also that, like, this is under the Midsummer Festival, that, you know, that poetry can be opened up to other groups and to other cultures. You know, I think that I work with special needs myself, and again, I think, you know, that we weave poetry with them as well, in terms of, you know, enabling people to find their own voice, to share kind of ideas and concepts. And I think that, you know, I'm also mindful of the fact, you know, that Cork is up by the kind of lots of bridges here. I think sometimes poetry is like bridges, you know, connecting us to our past and to our future as well. So Cape will make an event for poetry, and again, I suffer from one of the worst things that any public representative or politician could suffer from. Being verbally challenged is obviously one of them, but it's kind of a memory deficit, so I find it very hard to remember names and verses of poetry. But I think for me, one of the things that I find fascinating about poetry is that it connects us to time and events and to people. And I'll just read one verse, or I recite one verse of a poem that I always remember, and I use it sometimes as a kind of a form of a chat-up. I might not do the translation, but it's a verse in Irish now. It's John Mahan Dunera. If people are familiar with John Dunera, it's an anthology of poems of the Vestal, again, from the early 4th, 5th, 6th century onwards to the 18th and 19th century. But it goes, and it's untitled, but it goes like this. Not even but Naomi, Arius, Gohard, is Clure, then Akela, Bahrain, Prevoan, Neoan, Unfain, is Mocade, Vilagra, Arius, Cotton, Island, Nibod, and Akela.